We began this 8-week integrity selling program by stressing the 4 core traits that all highly successful salespeople have in common. The 4 traits are strong goal clarity, high achievement drive, healthy emotional intelligence, and excellent social skills. The point was made that these traits aren't intellectually learned, but can be experientially developed. It's been the purpose of this program to help you develop these 4 traits. We want to stress again, it isn't the content of this program that causes you to develop these traits. Rather, it's the experiences you have as you've applied the action guides and shared your experiences with others. This is the epitome of discovery learning and spotlights a core personal growth principle. People are more apt to learn from what they discover for themselves than they are from what others tell them. As you listen to this message, reflect on how you've experienced growth and new levels of sales self-confidence relative to the 4 traits.
As we circle back to the idea of the 4 traits, you'll remember that knowing what they were was of little value to you. But you've developed these 4 traits as you've shared your integrity selling learning experiences with others in your group. After the 3rd session, a bond began to develop between you and the other group members. This synergistic relationship allowed you and others to share your new knowledge and skills, and literally learn from what others were learning. Through this process, you've undoubtedly grown and increased your own internal beliefs about what's possible for you to sell, produce, or maybe earn. There's a psychological principle that says, when our knowledge is in conflict with our emotions will win around 85% of the time. As you know, emotions may be positive or negative. Fear, anxiety, low expectations, low self-esteem, a sense of unworthiness are negative feelings, and they can overrule the logical information others try to feed you. To combat these feelings intellectually, we'll often resort to stress-relieving activities, doing things that satisfy a need to do something, although in reality, we know these actions do not lead to increased sales. Anyone who's ever sold understands that too often we know what to do, but emotions like fear, low self-esteem, or call reluctance overpower our knowledge and impede successful sales behaviors. On the other hand, positive emotions such as enthusiasm, sincerity, high expectations, feeling worthy to enjoy higher levels of success, and ever-expanding view of your success possibilities, these positive emotions will give you energy and confidence and motivate you to do result-producing activities that you might otherwise fail to do. Positive emotions influence your choices and conscious decisions to make more calls, see higher levels of decision-makers, and broaden your view of the value you can create for others. Please understand that the conscious choices that are made intellectually are constantly interacting with the programming or well-established beliefs in your unconscious to produce the emotions you feel. The emotions that you experience or feel then influence your choices, actions, and self-management. To sell on higher levels demands that you strengthen yourself at an unconscious level, because your sales success is being driven by deep beliefs in an unconscious dimension within you. From this deep, unconscious part of you, you're constantly answering questions about your possibilities. Here are a few questions that you'll silently answer with your actions. Do I have the skills to succeed? What levels of success am I capable of enjoying? What levels of success do I deserve to enjoy? What level of success is possible for me? What level of income is possible for me to enjoy? What quality of lifestyle is possible for me to enjoy? Your answers are silent, but powerfully motivating to you, or holding you back. You see, each of us has a well-defined boundary that controls the level of goals we unconsciously think we're capable of achieving. Quite often, this belief boundary isn't based on truth. Rather, it's built on what we perceive to be the truth about ourselves. If the target is beyond what we perceive we're capable of, it produces limiting degrees of stress, or it's written off as corporate pie in the sky metric. Each of us has unconsciously allowed our own boundaries, or what we call our area of the possible, to develop. Your area of the possible is what you internally believe to be possible for you to achieve or become. Whatever this area of the possible is, it totally controls all your actions, feelings, behaviors, and abilities. Think about that for a moment. This is one of the most profound things sales professionals can learn about what influences their sales success. Integrity's experience with thousands of salespeople indicates that most people in this profession vastly underrate their true potential and perform on levels that are far below their actual abilities. When performance expectations seem to reach beyond this invisible performance perimeter, your experience in this program can help you address the root cause by circling back to the sales congruence model. Throughout this program, we've talked about the sales congruence model. This model explains the inner dimensions that must be in congruence before you can perform at your best. The five dimensions are view of selling, view of abilities, values, commitment to activities, and belief in product. Let's take a moment and review each one. Our view of selling is what we think selling is. Do we see it as a process of convincing people to buy from us, or do we see it as a process of identifying and filling needs people have and creating value for them?
View of selling, I think many reps who actually enjoy their positions view it as a very noble profession and a profession where you can add a lot of value to your customers. So good reps, when you know, they have a strong, a very high view of selling.
Do you believe that professional sales is a customer-focused activity aimed at identifying and filling wants or needs people have and creating value for them? This is a healthy view of selling, and it's paramount to long-term success in sales. Your view of abilities is your inner belief that you can be successful doing what you think selling is. Without a healthy view of selling, people can't have a strong belief in their abilities. Our experience is that when people see selling as doing something to people, it conflicts with their view of abilities. When people learn that selling is doing the 8-ink process with integrity, most say, "Oh, I can do that." Our values are the rules we run our lives by. They form the foundation of who we are and guide most of our actions. Generally, we won't do activities that conflict with our values. Our values are communicated through our behaviors. They're also unconsciously communicated to other people.
What you value is what you are, and that's what you're going to be to other people. So if you have a high set of core values, that's going to take you further in applying integrity, because that's the way you feel, that's the way you're going to sell.
I think that your values come out to your customers. And so when I do things because of my value system, I'm doing them not because I want to get a paycheck, but I'm doing them because I want to and I want to do it well.
Commitment of activities is the degree that we will do the necessary activities that must be done to be successful. There could be pre-contact, presentation, or follow-up activities. It's natural for salespeople to avoid doing result-producing activities, opting for tension-relieving activities. Usually, we'll have an activity gap until we bring our view of selling, view of abilities, and values into congruence. As we do this, we want to do the activities rather than dreading them. Belief in product is based on the level of value we think our product or service creates for customers, beyond the price they pay us for them.
I've worked with companies where reps did not feel good about the product, and it showed in sales. It showed in the way people felt about their job.
If you do not believe in your product, it's in conflict with your values. I don't believe in this. If it's in conflict with your values, it's incongruent. It's not going to work. I'm the type of person that would say, no, I'm not going to even sell that if I don't believe in it.
Admittedly, this paradoxical principle flies in the face of our ego-focused human nature. But all high achievers have learned that a high level of sustained sales success is directly proportionate to the value we create for customers and our personal belief in that value. Realizing that these are only concepts, until we take action and integrate them into our behaviors, here are five self-suggestions that you can say to yourself each day to program deep beliefs in your unconscious and bring these five dimensions into congruence. Listen to these and then write or record them somewhere prominent so you will be reminded of them often throughout the week. Number one, integrity selling is identifying and filling needs people have and creating value for them beyond their cost. Number two, I have all the knowledge and skills necessary to do Aid, Inc. Number three, I have strong customer-focused values that guide all my selling behaviors. Number four, I enjoy doing all the activities that are necessary for me to enjoy high levels of sales success. Number five, my major sales focus is to create as much value for customers as I can that exceeds the cost they pay me. Repeat these self-suggestions over and over, practicing them whenever possible, and you'll gradually build new beliefs in your unconscious which ultimately impact your feelings about sales and your intellectual thoughts about your sales potential. As this takes place, you'll enjoy emotions of confidence and enthusiasm. This will foster congruent decisions and actions on an intellectual level. As this harmony or congruence takes place, your sales will mysteriously go up, as will your customer loyalty and your own view of your future possibilities. Session 8 is a celebration of your integrity selling experience. During the session, you'll take up to 2.5 minutes and share these three things with your group. The main benefit you gain from the course, a single specific sale you made using the 8 Inc. system, and one goal you'll reach because of the program. This session is one of the highlights of the entire program, and you absolutely do not want to miss it. We want to thank you for all your hard work in the program. Our hope is that it has been a life-changing experience for you, as it has been for many others.
In the words of the great 19th century poet, Edgar Quest, "There is a destiny that makes us brothers. None goes his way alone. All that we send into the lives of others comes back into our own." We are honored to be able to send the ideas and concepts of integrity selling into your life. We're confident that as you use them in your selling career, good things will come back to you. Thank you, and may your life be filled with happiness and prosperity.